Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
In today's English lesson, you are going to learn 20 questions you can ask if you ever visit a supermarket where you need to speak English. After this lesson, I promise you will feel more comfortable speaking English when you need to visit the grocery store or supermarket. We use both terms. The first question you can ask is, where is the produce department? Produce might be a new word for you in English, but when you visit a supermarket, it's the section of the store where the vegetables and fruits are kept. Now, many of these questions are going to be advanced. This one is kind of easy, but super important. How much does this cost? You can ask that to a store clerk. We usually call people who work at the supermarket a clerk. Or you might say, what's the price of this? Can I get a pound of apples, please? Remember, in the United States, it's probably one of the only countries that does this, but we use pounds here, not kilograms. You might visit the deli section. That's where the sliced meats and cheeses are sold. And you might ask the clerk there, can I get a pound of cheese, please? They might ask you, how would you like that cheese sliced? You can say, I like it thin, I like it thick, or you can say what I usually say, just make it sandwich sliced. And that's the perfect size to make a sandwich. You can ask, do you have organic vegetables? Organic. That might be a new word for you in English. Organic means that no pesticides were used on the fruit. A pesticide kills pests. Organic in English usually means just something more natural. May I interrupt for a second? If you are enjoying this English lesson, please don't forget to subscribe and hit that like button. It really helps the channel. What about this? You can ask, is this gluten-free? Gluten, is that a new word for you? When I hear gluten, I think grains. Grains like wheat, barley, rye. Some people get really sick if they eat gluten. How about this question? Where can I find the dairy products? When you hear dairy in English, think milk, cheese, maybe cottage cheese. Dairy products come from milk. Butter would also be in the dairy section. How about this term, aisle? It's almost like a hallway. It's a very narrow stretch of the store, and there are shelves on either side of the aisle. You might ask the clerk, can you help me find the soup aisle? You can imagine that is where all the soups are kept. Are these eggs free range? I think that might be a new term for you. Free range means the chickens don't live in a coop. They are able to walk pretty much wherever they want. Free range chickens. What about this question? Do you sell vegan products? Okay, we should probably talk about what a vegan is. If you know a vegetarian doesn't eat any meat, vegan is like a little more strict. It's up another level. In English, if somebody is vegan, they don't eat anything from any animal, even things like eggs and milk. Vegans don't eat cheese, or at least most of them don't eat cheese. if they are a strict vegan. Where is the checkout counter is another question you might ask in English at a supermarket. The checkout counter is where you bring all of your products so you can pay for them. If you leave the grocery store without paying for your products, we call that stealing in English. You can get in a lot of trouble for stealing. They might even put you in jail. How about this question? Do you have a loyalty card? A lot of supermarkets and restaurants in the US have loyalty cards. This means when you go to the store, you might scan a card, and the more often you shop at that store, the more of a discount you could get. I know one of the supermarkets I go to has a loyalty card, and when I spend a certain amount of money, I get a discount on the gas they sell there. Yeah, there are gas pumps at one of the grocery stores I go to. Do you have gas pumps at your grocery store? It's very convenient. If something is convenient, it makes it a little easier for you. How about this question? Could you bag these separately? When you go to the checkout counter, they are probably going to put your items in a bag, but maybe you don't want two items to go together. Maybe you bought some soap and some cheese, but you don't want your cheese tasting like soap. You might ask the clerk, hey, can you bag these separately? Which means put them in different bags. Can I have a receipt, please, is another question you might ask in English. A receipt is a little piece of paper you get showing you bought some items at that store. A question you might get from the clerk is, would you like a printed receipt or would you like the receipt emailed to you? What about this question? Can I return this item? Maybe you bought a pack of cookies. They didn't taste right to you. You didn't like the way they tasted, so you wanted to return the item and get your money back. You might ask this question. Do you carry almond milk? Almond milk is great for people who are lactose intolerant. If someone is lactose intolerant, that means they cannot have dairy products. It makes them sick if they drink milk or cheese. Well, you don't drink cheese, but you eat cheese. People who are lactose intolerant might get sick if they eat cheese. But almond milk is safe for people who are lactose intolerant. You might ask, how late are you open? If you get to the store late at night, you might not have enough time to do all your shopping if they are going to close in the next couple minutes. You might also ask, is there a discount for bulk items? When you buy in bulk, that means you buy a large quantity of something. Instead of buying one dozen eggs, a dozen is 12, by the way, if you buy them in bulk, you might buy like 5 dozen eggs. I'm not a math teacher, but I think that's 60 eggs. And sometimes the price will be cheaper per dozen if you buy in bulk. Maybe you get the really big bag of coffee. It could be cheaper by the pound that way. A lot of grocery stores that sell in bulk will have a membership card. You need to buy a membership card just to get into the grocery store. A question you might ask is, do I need a membership card to shop here? I think my wife and I spend about $30 a year for our membership card, but we could buy paper towels in bulk. You always need paper towels, and when you buy them in bulk, you get a better deal. I hope you now feel more confident when you have to visit the grocery store and speak English. Maybe all of this talk about food has made you hungry. If so, right up there is an English lesson I did about food.
But all of the foods in the video
start with the letter M. Thanks for watching. See you next time.